We continue our learning. Le'ilu Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in Chala Paragimel Mishnah Zayin. Ha'ose Isa min Hachitim umin Ha'orez. Here you have a case where a person makes a dough and is a mixture of wheat flour and rice flour. Now wheat flour is chayiv in Chala, as we know, it's one of the five grains, and rice is not. Here's a case where you have a majority of rice and a minority of wheat. So the Mishnah here says in Yesh ba Tam Dagon. If there's the taste of dagon, of grain, which means I can taste the wheat flour in it, it's discernible, chayev es b'chala, then you're going to be chayev in chala, and not only that, the yotze ba adam yideicho v'aso b'pesach. I can fulfill my obligation of matzah as well with this mixture. Now, this is a tremendous chiddush according to many Rishonim, because the Mishnah is here teaching us that even though I may not have the amount of chitim flour in this mixture that would be mechayiv you and challah, and most of it is rice flour, since I'm able to discern the wheat flour in and I'm able to taste it, and the wheat flour alone does not have the 1 1/4 kav, and only together with the rice is where I get that amount. The rice obviously has that amount, but that doesn't matter. So based on the principle of tam ki'ikr, where we have in general, in basa b'chalav, in taroves, where we assume that the entire mixture takes on the status of that which gives it flavor. Now that's generally true. I have to, liquids, let's say, if I have something that's prohibited, that's mixed in, let's say I have milk that's mixed in with meat, let's say into a soup, for example, even though I have a majority of, it should be nullified in majority, very little, but if I'm able to taste it, the milk is discernible in there, so it's going to be prohibited. That's the concept of tam ki'ikar. And we assume that, that's usually 1 in 60, when it comes to liquids and flavors. Here, when it comes to this mixture, once again, we have a tam ki'ikar. These are two different, species. So therefore, we're going to say that the entire mixture takes on the status of wheat, since I'm able to discern its flavor inside the mixture, and since wheat is chayiv, is one of the five grains of chayiv and challah, the whole mixture is chayiv and challah, even though I'm only getting the amount necessary for the chiyuv of challah from the orez, from the wheat, which is less than the amount. So this is true when it comes to matzah on Pesach as well. According to most Rishonim, Mishnah is telling us is like this. I can have a kezias of this mixture, even though I don't end up eating a kezias of matzah. I don't end up eating a kezias of wheat. And part of it is coming from the rice. Nonetheless, a person fulfills that mitzvah. Now, there are those who disagree, who claim that you need what we call a kezias b'chdei achilas pras. You need at least a kezias worth of, let's say, for matzah, for example. It needs to be at least a kezias of wheat flour in this mixture. But once again, other Rishonim disagree. Another interesting point that Yushalmi makes, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this in Hilchos Pesach as well, it is that maybe another reason why this mixture is chayv and challah. And it's something that's specific to rice and wheat and would not apply to other things. Why is that? So rice, when it's mixed with wheat, we assume that it does leaven. It does, is able to ferment. Oh, not alone, but only when it's mixed with wheat. Not only that, the wheat has the characteristic that it's able to leaven the rice, but others, let's say oats or rye or spelt or barley, were not able to do so. So it's only these specific things. The Mishnah is only speaking about dough made of rice and wheat flour. And it's only there that we say there's a chiyuv challah, and only there where we assume that this halacha would apply to the mitzvah of matzah as well. But if it doesn't have the taste of wheat, of grain inside, so then the wheat component doesn't impart any taste into the dough at all. So it becomes nullified. There's no concept of tam keker at all. So therefore, the whole dough is exempt from challah. And the same thing would be true when it comes to the mitzvah of matzah. A person, of course, cannot be yotzei yideicha vaso bepesach to fulfill a mitzvah of eating matzah with such a mixture, because, once again, even though there's a little bit of wheat in there, because the wheat is nullified here, no longer is there tam ke'ikar, and the wheat becomes nullified in the mixture. Paragimel, Mishnah Ches. Hanotel, a person who takes so'or, me'isa shelo herma chalasa, v'nosein l'soch isa sheherma chalasa. Literally, a person takes a piece of sourdough. Sourdough is able to cause other things to leaven. And he takes a piece of sourdough from a dough whose chala had not been separated, and he put it into, by mistake, he put that sourdough into a dough where chala had already been separated from. So now I have a mixture of dough of chulin, which is the dough where chala was already separated from, and a piece of dough of tevel, which is the sourdough that he placed in. So here we're discussing the added issue, of course, is that the sourdough causes the mixture to ferment as well. So we have to discuss what we're supposed to do here when it comes to this mixture. Here I have tevel, because that sourdough is tevel. It came from a dough that hadn't had challah separated from it, so it has the status of tevel. And now it's in a dough that originally was chulin. But I don't know where it is. I don't know where that dough is. So I would love to separate challah from that sourdough, but I don't know where it is. It's in this whole mixture. So what am I supposed to do? So the Mishnah says, im yesh lo parnasa mimakom acher, if you have literally parnasa, means sustenance, but it means if we have some flour to bring from somewhere else, where if I put it together with the sourdough would have the 5 1/4 kav of flour that is subject to challah, and I need that flour into dough and I join the batches together, then motzi the v'cheshbon, then literally he separates the amount of challah in proportion to the amount of tevel in both of the doughs together. So let's see what the issue here is, and then we'll understand what the solution is. According to Midoraisa, so this minority of sourdough, which is tevel, came from a dough that did not have challah separated from it. So that minority of sourdough that's placed into this chulin, into this dough that already had challah separated from it, should be batel in the majority. Nonetheless, midrabanan, we assume even a little bit of tevel, as long as it's min bimino, it's two of the same species, and that's certainly what I have together. Sourdough and regular dough are considered min bimino. They say, no, it's not going to be batel, and I have to treat it it's still in the mixture. So now we want to permit the dough, but there's tevel sourdough that's mixed in there. So what am I supposed to do? So I really have to separate challah from the sourdough and remove the status of tevel. How am I supposed to do that? To just separate challah from the dough, I can't, because I don't know where the sourdough is. So what am I supposed to do? So to separate challah for the sourdough, let's say from the dough where it came originally, let me go back to the original batch where I took the sourdough from, separate challah from there, and then my sourdough that's in this mixture, now in the new mixture, is magically fixed. That's also a problem. Why? Because the Gemara Menachos Daf Lamed Aleph says that separating challah from one dough for another is only kosher, is only acceptable if both of the doughs have the same level of chiyuv, meaning they're both chayv midoraisa, so both chayv midorabanan. But here, the sourdough, which is batel midoraisa, is only considered tevel midorabanan. But the other dough from where I took it is still tevel doraisa. So I can't do that either. I can't separate dough from the original dough, separate chal from the original dough where the sourdough came from, because that's still chayv doraisa. And the sourdough that's mixed into this new chulin, since it's batel midoraisa, it's only chal midechayv midrabbanon. So what's the solution? So this is what we do. I take, as the Mishnah said, parnasu mimakom acher. Let's say I have another batch of flour from somewhere else completely. And if I, together with the sourdough, would equal 5 1/4 of a kav of flour that is chayv and challah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to knead the K with a K, that flour, that new flour into a dough. And then I join the sourdough together with, I join the two doughs that are together, meaning I take the new dough and I place it so it's touching the dough, which has the sourdough mixed into it, and they're connected. So now they combine to equal the 5/4 of a kav. But the new dough by itself has less than 5/4 of a kav. It's only when they are together that they have it. Why is that? Why does the new dough that I'm taking mimakom acher, why does that have to have less than 5/4 of a kav? So we said, remember, midoraisa, so the sourdough is batel, and it's chayiv in chala o midrabanan. So we said that when I have challah, I have to make sure that when I'm separating two things on the same level. If this new batch of dough would be chayv mi d'oraisa in challah, then it wouldn't be effective because my sourdough is only chayv mi d'rabanan. I'm going to take something that has less than 5/4 of a kav flour, which is only now mi d'rabanan chayv, now that I join it together with this group. So now I have a derabanan and a derabanan. The new dough is joined with the original dough. It's chayav in chal only because it combines together. So the original dough is chayav midrabanan, and the sourdough is only chayav midrabanan because it's batel. And now I'm able to do so. That's what it says. And then motzi, so again, motzi lefi cheshbon. I separate the amount of challah from the new dough, according to the cheshbon, according to the proportion of the amount of tevel that I have in both doughs together. So how do I do that? So I calculate the total amount of tevel in the two doughs, and then how much is challah is 1/24th, is what, right, or 1/48th, depending if I'm for my Balei Bais, or it's being baked for a sale. So now, since the challah is being separated only for the tevel and not for the whole dough, so I'm able to separate the 1/24th of the tevel. So let's say if only 1/3 of the dough is tevel, let's say, or I have to figure out how much that is, I have to calculate that. Let's assume only 1/3 of the dough is tevel. So I only have to say that 1/24th of that 1/3 of the entire dough is going to be challah. Vimlav. So now, by doing so, by the way, so again, I'm calculating, I'm exempting the sourdough and removing the status of tela by doing so. And now the original dough is also allowed. Vimlav. But if, let's say, I don't have another batch of flour, I can't make a new dough, then motzi chala achas alako, then you have to scrape one full measure of chala, 1/24th, from within the dough and the sourdough mixture for the whole mixture of dough and sourdough. What does that mean? So if the challah is being separated from the mixture itself, I'm taking it out from there where the sourdough got mixed in, so the whole mixture has to be treated as tevel. I have no choice but to treat the whole mixture as tevel, and therefore I have to take 1/24th of the entire mixture because I don't have another batch of flour to make a new dough from.